Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Red Sox take the series with the Yankees this weekend, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. On, for those who are up early and watching the show, either on YouTube or on Twitch, first and foremost, thank you. You do that every day if you're not listening on the radio or on the Odyssey app. Secondly, I would say that if you're watching the show on Twitch, it is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and you can go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And Father's Day is Sunday. Dad would love a beautiful keepsake timepiece, so give Dad the gift of time. Go to Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and tell them that you listen to this show. They will give you the best deal ever. And we got to meet the Springer's team on Friday at the Brunswick in Old Orchard. Great people.
So nice.
Listen to the show every day like you do. And so go see them and see what you can get. Thirdly, if you are watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, you can see now a piece of evidence or two on Chime's performance over the weekend in Michigan playing golf. We have both of the scorecards, I believe.
Yep.
And so there you have in front of you the 90 at Grand Traverse at the Bear. And so it looks pretty legit to me.
Yeah.
I would guess that that 5 looks like that was a double bogey. Or was that a bogey, that 5 on 18? Sean.
On 18, that was a bogey, Greg.
Okay. So you would have shot 89 if you just could have parred the hole.
Would have been nice, but, you know, you couldn't have it. It's a tough hole because you have to lay up enough, and then you have to play over the water. The green's really kind of tucked in there. It's a great finishing hole, I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. Both courses, by the way, beautiful. When I was at Treetops, when we played the Jones Masterpiece, it's like the green. Just the color of the grass and the trees is just different. Like, it's more vibrant. It was awesome. No, it was beautiful, Greg. I'm telling you, it was some of the best just views of a golf course I've ever seen.
Can I don't want to go back to something that we've already gotten through, but this bears a startling resemblance to a certain administration that said, "Don't believe your lying eyes behind closed doors. He is unbelievably with it. It's the best Joe Biden I've ever seen." Every time we've actually seen Shime, he's tripping and falling and talking to people that don't exist and walking off the G6.
I've never once tripped and fallen.
It's an analogy, Shime. So this may have happened. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
But what we have seen at every time that we played golf with Scheim would be someone that 90 would be more common on the front nine than for 18.
Well, I will say that James also shot a 90 at Pirates Cove on Friday afternoon, I believe, Curtis, in Old Orchard Beach. So it can happen.
We played Pirates Cove Friday. Beautiful course in Old Orchard Beach. It was unbelievable.
How were the greens?
They were contoured.
Were they firm?
Yeah.
Scheim should never play, because if he didn't play, he sounds like he's really good. He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I will give him that.
Just talk about golf.
Yeah. Don't play it. Don't ever let anybody see you. You know, maybe practice swings or something like that, and that's it.
All this tells me is that he can't play under the bright lights. Like, Scheim can't play if there's video happening, if he's up against
Greg.
That's
fair. I do crumble under pressure pretty often.
And that's the issue he has. Yeah.
My other thing is, if you're on the 18th and you're trying to get an 89, why don't you put the old camera out, film it for the posterity? Like, to break 90 in Michigan at the course created by Jack Nicklaus?
Because then he would have shot like a 98 if the camera came out.
Right.
Probably would have dunked like three in the water.
Yeah. All right. Well, excellent time for Scheim this weekend, and excellent time for us on Thursday and Friday. And for me, it includes Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We had in the rain. We had an unbelievable turnout for the 8th annual Beach Cornhole Tournament on the beach at Old Orchard, and raised a ton of money and a ton of success on Saturday. So I want to thank everybody who came out, whether you came Thursday night at the Cowbell or Friday to the show at the Brunswick or to Beach Cornhole or some thereof. It was awesome.
How long did Worm last with you guys on Friday?
Worm did not. He lasted for a little while afterwards, and then he didn't last after that.
Yeah. But, that's probably smart.
That's all right. He gave it a go.
Yes, he did. He did indeed give it a go. Yes, he
did.
Always,
he break anything?
No, I don't believe anything was broken.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't think anything was broken. So, but it was excellent time had by all. And we will be back on the road on Thursday, and we are heading to the Cape for Cape Cod Roadshow number 2. So we have pregame on Thursday night in Yarmouth. Am I right about that, Courtney, on Thursday night in Yarmouth?
I know, and it's then, for the Sea Dog Brew
Pub.
Yeah,
Sea Dog in Yarmouth. And then on Friday morning, we will be at the Beachcomber. And then as an added benefit, for the first time ever, we are doing our first official Cape Cod fundraiser for the Greg Hill Foundation on Friday afternoon.
Saturday.
Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. It is from 2 to 5, and it is at the Pearl in Wellfleet.
Correct.
And it's happy hour, and there's a band, and there's an open raw bar.
There is.
And so we are selling tickets for that event. And would love to see you there on Friday to start the weekend with us. This is Mike in Athol. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, and Courtney.
What's up?
So, hey, you know, you're talking about when they're going to bring Anthony up. And I predict something here. I predict that they're going to bring Anthony up by the trade deadline when they get rid of Devers. Because Devers is going away.
Yeah. He is.
Everybody says, oh, no, they're not going to get rid of Devers. This is deja vu. Remember a guy named Manny Martinez?
Manny Ramirez.
Right.
Wiggy's favorite player.
Yep.
And so, we all remember Manny Ramirez. Yes.
Manny being Manny, and this is Devers being Devers, he had a chance to get to first base yesterday after he get that slow roller, and he quit. And, you know, and he does that often. He just quits. And you know, he swings for the bleachers every single time. You know, and I don't know. I think he's a cancer on the team, and I think he should go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of my lead this morning.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will wait until we get to the leads to discuss that further.
All right.
This is Kathy from Winchendon. What's up, Kathy?
I just wanted to tell Curtis what a fraud he is. instead of saying something about Biden and comparing trying to Biden, he should have compared him to the current president, who has lost to nobody he's ever played and has won every tournament he's ever played.
Kathy, I don't know if you listen every day, and I hope you do. I mock Trump mercilessly about his golf game, saying it's beneath him. Kathy, when he was when he played his club championship and he said he won it in Mar-a-Lago, we did an entire segment mocking him.
I don't know, his putting form is really good.
Calling him Kim Jong-un. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know that, but I think that would have been a way better example if you're saying that he messed up with his card. I don't know what they call it because I don't play golf.
It's actually a much better example when you're being told something, that what you're seeing is not the reality, that what's going on when you're not around is actually much better, is perfectly applicable to Scheim playing golf in front of us poorly, but Joe Scarborough says it's the best Scheim he's ever seen.
I will say that the current president had that beautiful hole-in-one, that soared like an eagle, Curtis, when the PGA guys were playing with him. You remember that?
Yes, I sure do.
I'm pretty sure the PGA guys were blown away.
Right. Yes. He actually beat
his athleticism.
He beat Bryson yesterday.
Trump is like our version.
Playing the U.S. Open.
Trump is our version of Putin when it comes to hockey.
Yeah.
Like, spectacular.
He is almost as good at golf as Vladimir Putin. Putin is playing goaltender or whatever he does.
No, I think he had 20 goals in one game.
Yeah. All right. We have a lot to get to on today's show, including this right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Some kind of a remix there, Sean, that you have selected this morning. I like it. That's David Bowie.
And is this a remix?
Yeah. It is. It's good. It's like an extended, sounds like an extended intro.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because I'm able to hit the post on any song of any kind at any time, day or night. So I knew when the lyrics would normally begin on that particular song. But excellent choice this morning. Leads brought to you by Subaru. It is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Scheim.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. Football lead from me today. Aaron Rodgers officially inked his...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Deal that he gets a guaranteed 10 M's from, but it could be worth up to $19.5 million with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I cannot wait for the Steelers to just not not be good. This is going to be fun. I watched Rodgers last year. All of the numbers he accrued, which was decent in the back half of last year, were all just garbage numbers. He was just throwing to Devontae Adams every single time, and they were in games that didn't matter. And I don't think he can move quite the same way he used to. He can still make some throws that are going to wow people because that's just the arm talent he is, but he doesn't move well anymore. He's not the same guy. I don't know if there's a full-on commitment there to football. And the Steelers continue to just kind of wade their way through this murky water of quarterback now between, you know, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges and all these guys who have come post Ben Roethlisberger. It's been kind of a mess, and it's going to continue that way, it looks like.
Well, you were not here on Friday, but we were talking about how the relationship progresses between he and Mike Tomlin and how long that lasts in a positive way. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think if there's anybody equipped to handle it, it's Mike Tomlin. Like, he's done it with crazier people like Antonio Brown and George Pickens You name them. I think this is good for one person and one person only, and it's DK Metcalf. Because if Aaron Rodgers funnels the ball to DK Metcalf like he did with Devontae Adams last year, DK is going to have a ridiculously good season. Outside of that, that's about it.
And Pittsburgh's a better team than the Jets. I think it's going to work out, you know, pretty solid for the Steelers because they're a better team. Mike Tomlin, I think, gets, you know, gets a lot more respect from Aaron Rodgers than Robert Saleh did. So I think that you'll see Rodgers obviously buying in. The team will be better. Oh. And if the team's better, maybe Rodgers is a little bit more like, hey, knowing this is probably his last go at it and kind of has a better attitude.
I think you just got side.
I just look at the team. The teams are better, and I know
he sucks. He sucks.
And I'm not saying he's going to be great, but I know how we're talking about the New England Patriots this year with the addition of Mike Vrabel versus last year with Mayo. I look at how Aaron Rodgers is going into an environment that is much better, that's going to be much more stable, that the coach has a better understanding than what Rodgers was dealing with when he was with the Jets.
I worry, though, that Robert Saleh is probably a lot more scared of Aaron Rodgers than Mike Tomlin will ever be. Like, Mike Tomlin, if he's not liking how things are going, he's not going to mince words. He's a guy who will tell reporters. He is very outspoken with how things are going always, and that does garner a lot of respect from his players, but at the same time, Aaron Rodgers is just not respectful to anybody he works with.
But if you can handle AB, you can handle him.
No, it's so different.
He can handle him. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will be able to handle Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
like that. I think Mike Tomlin can handle Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. This was going to be my lead, and Shime did a great job. I would just add, both parties think they're better than they are, which always ends in disaster. The Steelers aren't as good as they think they are. The organization isn't where it wants to be, but they think they are. And Aaron Rodgers still thinks of himself as one of the best players in the NFL. And Aaron Rodgers is the biggest underachiever in the history of American professional sports.
Ooh.
Winning one championship with four MVPs, he is the Alex Rodriguez of the NFL. Someone who was the most talented. I think that 49ers playoff game, Sean, you'll remember this, where the Packers scored a touchdown on their opening drive and didn't get another point.
This one in the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his last game with the Packers, I believe. And he intentionally didn't do what was needed to win the game, I think, to prove a point about the Packers front office and what they were doing. He is diabolical. I have zero faith.
I believe you're right. He is like one of the most overrated players in NFL history when you talk about his talent and then what it means, wins and losses in big games.
Are you surprised that the deal was only 10 M's?
Well, no. I mean, it has the bonus potential up to like $19.5 million or something like that, which sounds about right. I think the money is
And do you believe that he is married since he's wearing the black wedding band on his ring finger?
Yes, he got married to himself. It was a lovely, lovely day.
He won't. The woman, he just reveals her first name. Like nobody
Rachel,
knows.
Rachel, I think.
No, I think it's. I don't think it's Rachel. I think it's Brittany.
Actually, Greg,
like
he doesn't
that.
Believe in marriage. It's just a. It's just a partnership. He's just together with this person.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why is he wearing a ring then on his finger?
Just to show his commitment to them. That's all. It's not. Okay. It's not actually marriage. He doesn't want to tie himself down completely.
Okay. Unless it's one of the Bill Belichick sleep rings. Remember when we had the whole ring thing with him forever? So it could be one of those.
The heart monitor.
The aura ring.
Yeah, he got Jordan a ring pop, which was really
so. Has anybody seen him with this mystery girl?
No.
Like, is there...
no? Nobody's seen him. It's kind of like Shyman Lauren.
That's not true. You literally saw her last week at OAR.
Oh yeah, I did. She looked like a rental.
Nope.
No, Lauren is lovely.
Yeah,
I don't understand
why
she's with you.
Greg, neither do I. Very that's strange. Why I continue to do whatever I'm doing.
Probably the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's definitely that's
no, it's to make her feel better about her golf game.
All right. Great lead to start us. Curtis, does that count as your lead?
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Tag team.
Okay. Leapfrog on the lead. Lead number one from Shyam and Curtis. We'll get to Courtney and Wiggy and my lead coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.